Previously on Finish It.
That's right, everybody. It's another holiday special.
I know.
Every year from this year on to eternity, we will be reading one read of the Great Easter Bunny Adventure until we get every single ending. Welcome to another holiday special. Matt, that great read you had in the Wild West?
Yeah.
Gonna have to put it up on the show.
All right, next week, you guys.
Because we gotta go find out why there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex in this book.
Hi, I'm Matt Ewell.
Prove it. Sorry, that's what I'm supposed to say. And I'm Chris Ewell.
Welcome to Finish It.
The completionist choose your own adventure podcast.
Every page, every ending, every book, every villager on my Animal Crossing island is a sweetheart. And I feel lucky.
It's going to be really hard for us to not turn this into an
Animal Casting Cross Pod.
But we're going to have to fight that impulse because we will not be able to rein it in. So if we need to do that, we need to take it off of this podcast and take it somewhere else, okay?
Okay, you're right. I apologize. That's
I didn't mean to lecture you, but I did just lecture you.
Yeah, you did. Somebody's
now,
going home.
Now, can I tell you about my animals on my crossing?
Yes, please tell me about that.
No, we can't do that. We have too many important things today. People are craving entertainment, and we're here to deliver. You know, people need comedy, and we're here to give them high quality comedy and an extremely high rate of jokes per minute.
Oh, okay.
And laughs per minute. And this is a promise I'm making right now.
Just then. Yeah, nice.
Or so far at all. Maybe we should have. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it great.
I think maybe when we finish recording, it just speed it up.
I think that's how most people listen to podcasts, actually.
Smart.
We're all good. We are all good.
Excellent.
How are you today, man?
I'm okay. I'm very sleepy. How about you?
I'm good. I'm Twitter-pated. My heart's a flutter.
Really?
The scent of flowers is in the air. There's baby animals all over the place.
Oh.
It's spring. Does it feel like spring there in New York?
Yeah, kind of. It was like 65 this evening.
That sounds nice.
It like thunderstormed all day and then was kind of nice.
Yeah, spring showers.
Spring showers bring Mayflowers.
Yeah. And jerk pilgrims.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it feels pretty springy here because it's been raining like crazy, so that's cool.
Oh, whoa, that's crazy.
And there's flowers. Have you rediscovered young love?
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
It's all right.
What about your puppies? Are your puppies falling in love with any other puppies?
No, I don't think so. I think that they're just angry at all living things.
Mm, that sounds about right. Well, tell them I said happy spring.
Okay, I will.
But I'm going to blast out hard at you right now with a data dump because we've got some stuff to talk about with this rock and roll mystery book.
Data dump. Data dump. Data dump.
Welcome to Data Dump, where we dump the data. Get ready to receive the dump.
Yeah.
Transmitting dump. All right, I pulled up I updated our little Yule log here, our spreadsheet.
Great.
That tallies all the things that we've read so far.
Yeah.
And there are 21 endings in this book.
Right.
We have read.
If the cover is to be believed. But we did independently verify that.
I think so.
Right. Yeah. Fader looked at it. Fader kind of
nice. Okay, cool. Was that this book or a different book?
I think both.
It's a mystery that will never be solved.
Yes.
We have found 18 of the endings so far.
Ooh.
So there's only 3 endings left. So, I mean, at the very least, 2 more episodes, right?
Yeah.
Unless we do our job really well.
Right.
We have read 108 out of 18 pages. There's something interesting here is there's 10 pages left.
Yeah.
And 3 endings.
So it could be 3 pages per, but probably not. Probably it's
there's some meat left on this carcass, and I'm holding for like a good ending.
Yeah, and if you're at home, you're worried about your predictions, and your predictions not coming true. Hey, we got a hank of book left to gnaw on. So who knows?
There's a full hank left over.
Yeah,
I thought there was only just a little bit, but there's a full hank. So don't even worry, everybody. So, yeah, that's what's going on there. Do I have any other data to dump? Let's see. I mean, I guess
that's the primary data.
I could drop my social or my phone number or my address or something. Or do you have any data you could dump? Or
it's all out there.
I guess I could do my kid's social. That's pretty clean.
Yeah. 3 or 4 credit cards, but that's it.
But yeah, that's the headline for Data Dump. So pretty soon we're going to be talking like next books.
Yeah, we do have an idea about a theme, I think.
Yeah, I think we do. So come back. Or do you want to announce the theme now? Yeah, let's announce the theme now. So yeah, the theme is...
Yeah, what a weird thing to not say, I guess. So our theme, we're pretty confident our theme for the next books is going to be books we already have in our apartments right now.
Because procuring books might be tricky. There are a handful of Choose Your Own Adventures that we just have that we have not read. So that will be the pool we will be drawing from.
Exactly. We're not going to make some people pack books when they should be home drinking soup.
Yeah, just stay home. Drink your soup, people.
Yeah.
A lot of people I'm seeing are staying home.
Yeah.
They're washing their hands. They're not drinking their soup.
They're not. I've seen people using a spoon to have soup. Drink your soup.
Yeah.
Put it in a cup.
Drink the soup. Put it in a cup. That's what the cup is there for.
A tall glass is best for soup. Bowl.
The great thing about a cup is that you just...
you don't have to wash it. You just throw them away.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Put it back in the fridge. Don't wash it. Just dump some new soup in it tomorrow. If you keep eating soup consistently enough, you never have to wash your soup.
That's right.
All right, Matt. Should we get on to our read?
Let's do it. I think let's do our read now.
I've got a little something for you.
I love the sound of that, I think, maybe.
Here it comes. Yeah! All right. Stop, everybody. Okay, that's pretty good. We're going to need to bring the monitors up a little bit, and the lights should be green and pink for this song. And is there a rabbit on the stage? Does anybody know where there's a rabbit on the stage? Excuse me, rabbit. Who are you?
Y'all know my name? That's right. It's me, the Easter Bunny. I'm the Easter Bunny. I'm here to say, here's some flowers to brighten up your day. It's the Great Easter Bunny Adventure!
That's right! Oh, it's year two of the Great Easter Bunny Adventure! We started this one last year with a nice little surprise read. And it's time to dip our toes back in because it's just that time of the year where the Easter Bunny comes and takes you away to millions of years in the past or millions of years in the future, because that's what the Easter Bunny is all about.
Are you ready,
Matt? Do you still have your copy?
I have a copy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
So I'm assuming you didn't do your read.
No, I did not do my read. I thought this was one that we read together because I didn't have a copy.
You know, that's exactly
how exciting.
That's exactly what I thought, too, until I re-listened to the last episode. So, yeah, head back to last April if you're looking for... the first episode of The Great Easter Bunny Adventure.
Oh, I feel like a goof.
It is a truly bizarre book that has very little to do with anything about spring or anything. I mean, I appreciate that it's not religious at all. That would not be a good ride.
No, but there's a dinosaur on the cover just to
get
the imagination ready to accept what's about to happen to it.
There's all kinds of stuff in this book. And now it's year two. I'm sure you remember your read from last year. So
I didn't remember the full title of the book, nor did I remember about the time travel aspect of it.
Do you feel confident you won't get the same read?
I mean, I feel like it's pretty unlikely that I'll get exactly the same read, but like, what is it, like three choices? I'm definitely getting the same read this time.
You did about three choices last time. Yeah. So, and just so you know, if you do get the same read, that means we have to read this book for another year.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to ever stop reading this book, do we?
I do. No, we do.
I don't want to say goodbye to that sweetie, sweet voice little bunny singing that crazy song. I love that
song.
We'll
make a new song for you by that bunny. This is a nightmare book. But hey, everybody, it's going to be a great time. Should we dive in, Matt?
Do you want to do a read tease? I can do a read tease for mine, which is that it's a live read.
My read tease. I will say, I do run from a pack of wild dogs. I'll tease that part of it.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Shall I read the first sentence here?
Yeah, will you drop me off for the first sentence?
Yes. It's Easter morning, and you've woken up very early.
A very chill sentence for a very not chill book.
The very not chillness has begun instantly with this illustration, which we talked about at length last time. I remember this rabbit sitting in your front yard.
Yeah.
And the only light source is apparently your house, because you just see the rabbit from behind, and it's just absolutely in shadow on the back of the rabbit, but you don't see his brightly lit front. It's so creepy.
Yeah, it's a very creepy, and even the whole sentence, the whole first paragraph, it feels like a slow burn, a horror slow burn. It really feels, these first two pages. Because you find the bunny, and it's kind of weird. There's nobody, it's just you. Nobody else is awake. I don't remember this sentence. You've always wondered why people talk about the Easter bunny instead of the Easter bear or the Easter mouse. Okay? That's weird.
I don't remember that either. And then the next sentence doesn't help, because it says maybe there's something special about the Easter bunny, something magical. No, like what? A bunny connect. Is more magical than a bear or a mouse? I don't know about that.
That doesn't connect. So you go towards it nice and slowly, saying, good bunny, nice bunny.
It definitely not move. Planning to grab and strangle a bunny.
It does not move at all. And you think you should bring it in the house.
Yeah, definitely when kids out there listening, if you see a rabbit in your yard and you approach it, it doesn't move, definitely pick up that very sick rabbit and bring it into your home.
Yeah, I feel like if my kid just brought a live animal into the house from the outside where the animals are wild,
yeah,
and put that wild inside of my house,
yeah,
I would have to move probably.
Okay, you said you re-listened to this episode, right?
I did, yeah.
So you're going to make sure we don't have the same exact conversation from beginning to end that we did last time, right?
Thank you. Yes, so don't be paranoid about that. I think I can shut that down.
Excellent.
So you pick up the bunny gently but firmly. You bring him inside.
His whole body is quivering, this poor thing.
You get him a big bowl of lettuce. You put him on the floor in your bedroom. You lay down, and you realize you're feeling a little sleepy because you don't usually get up this early. So you're feeling a little sleepy right now. Meanwhile, the bunny is trying to hypnotize a bowl of lettuce.
It's giving it the wobbly wobbly eyes.
It's got eyes that have multiple circles.
Yep.
Concentric circles, is that what that's called?
Could it have been hypnotized by the lettuce?
It actually does look more like the bowl of lettuce is hypnotizing the bunny. That is actually what it looks like. So I'm not really quite sure.
That rabbit definitely weighs as much as that kid.
Yeah.
According to this illustration.
Rabbit is gigantic, which we did talk about last time, so shut it down.
All right, sorry, thank you.
But you doze off and you wake up, and the bunny's sitting next to the door, and he's giving you that, you know, that eye that a wild animal gives you that's like, come on, let's go explore the world a little bit. And you're like, oh, I can't resist that.
Yeah.
And it says, there's something strange about the way he's looking at you, which is just great.
Yeah.
Just all great. He wants to go outside. He wants you to follow him. This is you figure out by the way that he's looking at you.
Okay.
So this is where you do go outside. But you know what happens when you go outside? Everything's all weird.
That's not good.
Your house is gone.
Yeah.
Other stuff is gone. Your backyard isn't like your backyard anymore. There's just a path and goes into the woods. So now you got this path. The bunny hops into the woods on the right path. The left path heads into a pasture where some cows are grazing and there's a red barn and a farmhouse.
Okay.
So you never saw that farm near your house before, but this is your first choice point, Matt. I'm really curious if you remember what you did last time. Do you head for the farmhouse or keep following the bunny?
I would have said that I kept following the bunny, but I wrote down that I wrote down in this book what I did.
Oh, there you go. Well, you're not going to get the same repeat then.
Very, very much cheating. And I don't know. I can't believe I did that.
No, I don't think that's cheating.
But then you know what you did, don't you?
Yeah, that's okay, though.
Hmm. Okay. All right, so I really thought I kept following the bunny. So honestly, I'm tempted to go to the farmhouse because I can't remember what's there. But I know that's a dumb idea, so I'm going to keep following the bunny.
Yeah, I mean, I will say there are still multiple paths in every direction at this point. That won't last very long. So you're going to keep following the bunny?
I am.
Me too. So this is cool.
Oh, okay. Oh, bye.
So we might just do the same. We might
come on. Wait, do we get a pizza party with this book?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because we're not going to get the same ending.
Okay.
Page 27. So the bunny's hopping into the woods.
No, never mind.
What?
Nothing.
You're getting tired, so you yell out to the bunny, stop, where are you going? You don't expect the bunny to answer, but...
Good for you.
But he does answer.
Oh, that's not great.
Bunny, do you know what the bunny says, Matt?
What does he say?
I'm going to where we came from.
And then you say, where did we come from? And he says,
all life began in the sea.
So that's weird.
That's not what you want the rabbit to say on your Easter adventure.
Not really. Not really at all. I don't want this rabbit to drag me to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, if this was the Great Easter Bunny Beach Party, then I'd be like, yeah, let's get back to the ocean. I'm right there with you, Easter Bunny. But this is an adventure, and it sounds scary now.
Now, can I tell you something about this?
Yeah, okay.
We both went to the farmhouse last time.
Okay.
And somehow, we ended up back here at page 27.
Okay, I thought this looked familiar.
Yep. So that's a big fat loop that is not doing us any favors right now, because we could still very possibly get.
That's a bummer.
That would be very easy for you to get my ending this time, but that's where we are. So you're like, but we can't go there. Not, why are you talking? This is insane. What's happening to me?
Right.
You're trying to reason with the bunny. The bunny sits very still for a moment. And he says, you're right.
Which is not comforting. That is terrible.
Like, if there's some supernatural guide, like, taking me on a mystical spirit quest, I don't want them to ever tell me that I'm right about anything.
I mean, maybe that's just
I don't want to change their mind about something. That's terrifying.
Like, if you were a spirit guide, wouldn't your rule be, hey, if the person I'm guiding is like, I don't really want to go there, shouldn't your rule just be like, all right, you want to go home?
Yeah, that's fair. Honestly, what do you really want to deal with that?
Right.
So he's like, all right, I'll take you back to your own time. Or would you rather go beyond your own time into the future, which is a smooth move. I see what you did, bunny. So, Matt.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
All right. So if we got back to this page, I have no notation on this page. So now I'm truly lost.
Okay.
I have to go to the future. I think I went back to my own time out of just a perverse curiosity of how short can this story be.
This is interesting because I feel like we came back to this page, but I'm actually starting to think maybe we didn't.
And because
it just sounds almost exactly the same because we read this. I think this dialogue is on two different pages in this book.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's worth investigating. Yeah. I just listened to it. It's just, I can't remember. So you're going to the future.
Yeah, I'm going to the future.
I'm going back to our own time.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to see what happens in the future?
Yeah, let's do the future since I'm live reading. I don't want to take your read or nothing.
Fantastic. All right. You say, let's go even farther into the future.
Are you going to do the bunny voice again? Okay.
I'm not going to do it every single time. The bunny's like, yeah, let's do this.
All right. Well, I got it. I can look at it. I can read a words. I can tell my story. I have the book, man.
Oh, well, I forget how fast you read.
Oh.
And I also forgot you have the book.
Yeah. All right. So the rabbit's like, we got no time to lose. Let's go. And suddenly there's no trees and it's snowing. Okay. And I'm walking on a crust of ice and snow.
Okay. Wait, and suddenly, like, what happened? It just all of a sudden? There's no, like, whooshing or wind or, like, portal or anything?
Nothing. No, it just happened. And turn to page 44 because there's an illustration here.
Oh, that's a dark and bleak illustration.
These insane high contrast shadow illustrations for this Funtime Kids Easter book is really brutal.
It's like a barren field, maybe covered in snow, probably. Nothing on it except for in the distance one lone, very, very dead tree.
And casting a long shadow.
Yeah, you and the rabbit, and you're all casting extremely long, extremely dark black shadows on this white field.
The child you are shivering.
Eesh. I feel like that tree, that shriveled up tree back there, was the last child the bunny brought this way. This is his
Soon
forest.
I will have a dead forest
of stick boys. Well, tell me what happens then.
Oh, okay. I misread this thing, so I got real confused. So I'm like, hey, I thought we were going to the future. This is like the Ice Age or something. And the rabbit's like, no, this is the future, right where your house was 25,000 years ago.
Oh, so it's another Ice Age.
Yeah, it's just like, this is a lesson for everybody. If a magical creature says, want to go to the future, be specific.
Just say no. Be super specific.
You do
say
not like, want to go 25,000 years into the future.
Take me like to Bagel Thursday, because like I need Bagel Thursday, not Monday. So that's why don't we skip forward a few days.
I want to jump through time to see all the new Star Wars movies.
Do you?
Forever, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bunny would be like, oh, no.
Oh no, I picked the wrong boy.
All right, so a blast of wind hits. I'm really cold. I say I can't keep going. The rabbit says, you'd better hurry, and leaves.
Cool.
So my options are to force myself to follow the bunny or flop down in the snow.
One of your choices is to actually just give up.
Oh, that's a really good choice.
And give in. We've never had that choice before, and this is one specifically aimed at small children.
That is so terrible. Like, part of me really wants to fight it.
I can't follow that bunny, but the rest of me
just wants to know.
You say, I can't go on, I'm too cold to move, and then the option is to just flop down in the snow. That's terrifying. What are you going to do?
I really want to know what happened. I'm gonna continue to follow the bunny.
Really?
I want to know. It's too depressing. I can't handle it right now.
I mean, you probably just wake up in bed, honestly. I feel like all of these endings are just you waking up in bed, but let's find out.
All of the endings should be you waking up in bed, soaking wet, and you get yelled at your parents for doing it again.
You scored a pretty good illustration.
Oh, did I? Okay, off to page 14. All right, I look happy. The rabbit looks happy.
The two of you are literally, quite as literally as possible, frolicking in a field of flowers.
Imagine an MGMT video, and you're there.
Yeah, it's you.
It's if they did an Easter song. Here we are.
Even the clothes. The boy in the air is
dancing on one foot, holding a flower in the air, eyes closed, twirling in the flowery field. The rabbit's hopping about at the boy's feet, looking up happily.
Eyes rolling back in its head with madness. I would say, but it's a fine line. It's a fine line in this illustration. So what's going on then?
All right, so I force myself to follow the rabbit. It's dragging my feet through the snow. It's brutal. I reach an icy ridge and fall over the edge into a meadow filled with flowers.
Oh, okay, nice.
Thank goodness I made it out of the ice age, which again, it's not.
It wasn't. I mean, it was a ice age, not the ice age.
Okay, so I'm like on my back of my own time, and this insane rabbit.
You want me to say what he says?
Yes, please.
Okay, the rabbit says,
"Far from it. We're in the future. This is where your house was a million years ago."
Thanks, rabbit.
What? Who wrote this one? Edward.
So I guess a million years in the future.
Okay.
Ice age is over and it's all pretty.
Yeah, everything is lovely here. There's a sparkling lake in the distance, snow-capped mountains.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm really bummed out that one day my house will be gone, but I'm so pumped that my backyard will have flowers in it.
Okay.
And then that's why I'm smiling when I wake up in my own bed on Easter morning. The end.
It's all going to end with waking up in bed, and that's such an unsatisfying ending. That is so weird, man. You had a real trip. I feel like you just took too much Robitussin before bed. Rabbit Tussin? Is that anything?
Yeah. Is there something? Could that be a...
You can green screen that joke.
You have a child. Does this story fulfill any kind of imagination party or fantasy wish?
To
go in the future a ludicrous large number of years and then an even more ludicrously large number of years?
That's the problem. It's too obtuse. She would be down if, you went to something not so far away or not so far in the future, like robots or something. But it's too obtuse to say millions of years. It's like a million is this to her. A million is the same thing as 1,000 is the same thing as a zillion. So it's too obtuse. No child would enjoy this. No child would ever enjoy this book ever. No child would ever enjoy this. No grown up would ever enjoy this.
But if it was I've taken you 7 years into the future where your house once was. And now there's a strip mall here, and they have an ice cream place and a video rental place and a toy store.
I'd be like, oh, dang. Like when I go back to my old neighborhood and they have those little rental bikes. They have one of those things full of rental bikes right out front. I'm like, oh, man, that would have been cool to have that rental bike stand there.
Yeah. And then you're just like, oh, man, what if I left my house and had a rental bike?
Like, oh, they got a kebab place now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be like that. And the bunny would be very much like, can we go home now? Are you done?
Are you done? How long are you going to do that?
Now, I want to see if that smoothie place is still here. Come on. They made this peanut butter chocolate smoothie. That's a milkshake. Whatever. Come on. pretty good read, though. Better than your read last year, man. I will tell you what you did last year was that you you were mad because you had done such a good read of the cowboy book at the time. So you refused to follow the bunny.
Okay. I see. I remember.
And then the next choice was you had another choice after that to follow the bunny or not.
Yeah.
You refused it. You chose to go home instead, and you went immediately home. You like went to a farmhouse, and then you went back home and woke up in bed. There was like no adventure. So you're probably punished. So that's an improvement. Year over year improvement. Good job, Matt.
What if you just give up? Well, I hope I remember that for next year.
I hope it's an extremely, extremely dark ending. If you just give up. You probably just wake up in bed.
Yeah.
And there's like, there's ice in your bed or something.
Right. Your parents spend years and years looking for you, but it's impossible to find a skeleton 25,000 years from now.
That would be good. I mean, it would be bad because it's for kids, but it would be good. All right, should we cleanse the palate with a little quiz, man?
Let's do a little quiz. I'm ready for it.
I think it's time for a little quiz.
Okay.
When you reverse the clues, you'll find that what you end up with is called Which Choose Your Own Am I.
Yeah, rest your singing voice, Matt. We're doing Which Choose Your Own Am I this week.
Okay.
The fun quiz everybody loves, where I tell you the synopsis of a Choose Your Own Adventure book, and you have to guess the name, because we should know all the names of these books by now.
I got them down.
You are not going to get these.
I'm going to get all of them, and you're going to be like, I can't believe this is happening, and then someone's going to call the internet, and people are going to hear about this.
It's going to be viral.
Famous people are going to hear about it.
Yeah, famous people are going to love it, and they're going to love us, and we're going to get to go to coffee with them.
That's a lot of pressure.
Not right
Let's,
now.
Can we do? Do we have to go? Let's just say no at the last minute.
We'll just say we're busy. Yes, I'll say. You know, but the kid is a perfect excuse. I'll say like, my kid got a fever.
Right.
I just want to make sure she's okay.
Don't say that right now.
Not right now. Yeah. I mean, this is all something that will happen.
This is all in the future in a fantasy world where these events aren't happening.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You are a scuba diver exploring the Gulf of Mexico in search of sunken treasure.
Yeah.
You're 120 feet underwater with your friend Kate when a deadly current suddenly pulls her deeper. You want to help, but Kate has completely disappeared. And if you dive too deep to look for her, you might get trapped yourself.
Right.
I'll read, I'll read the headline above the synopsis on the back of the book.
Oh, cool.
Search the ocean depths for treasure beyond your wildest dreams.
Okay.
The treasure sunken. is your friend Kate's body, so you can bring her back to her family.
You never liked Kate. To see her lifeless corpse stuck on garbage on the bottom of the sea will do your heart good.
Yikes.
Sunken treasure. I get three guesses, right?
Yep, that's wrong.
That's 100% wrong.
You got one word right.
Sunken booty.
Nope, I'm sorry. No words right.
Ocean treasure.
Oh, so close. It's treasure diver.
Oh, that was very close. Treasure diver. Oh,
I like
that's
this
the best title.
I like this technique, though. I'll tell you how many words you have right.
Okay, great.
It's like that game Mastermind. I used to play with Dad all the time. That's a good game.
Mastermind. Right.
Mastermind, remember? Okay,
I remember
ready?
The guy on the box of Mastermind, the old guy who looked like he had eight girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
That's real creepy.
He did look like that in that late 70s kind of way.
Yeah.
All right.
His daughter didn't like any of them. She's like, they're all my age.
Well, she just doesn't approve of his lifestyle at all.
Nobody approves of his lifestyle. That's why he lives like that.
That's why he's the mastermind.
The mastermind.
Just drop me off, Dad. You're on the quest of a dragon's fabulous treasure. Fabulous treasure. With the help of the wizard Zarkon, you've reached the top of a tower near the dragon's den. Suddenly you hear banging on the tower door. It's Tarlane, the evil dragon master. You must escape. Zarkon lifts his magic staff, and a flying dragon appears at the tower's edge. Huh?
Wait, whoa. This sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like a regular book or like a for kids book?
This is a regular. This
dragon's
is an early one, I think.
Den.
Nailed it, Matt.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah, the words were in the description, so.
Oh, okay. I guess I must have just stuck in my mouth.
It stuck right in your mouth.
I said it
from my mouth to your mouth.
All right, so now I've got 75% of the words so far.
You're doing fantastic.
Thanks.
You are undercover against the Nazis. It's 1942. You are the leader of a team of French resistance fighters. Your mission: rescue two people from whom the Nazis are holding captive in a castle high in the Alps. You decide to parachute into the mountains near the castle, but as soon as you land, you hear the crack of rifle shots. The Nazi Alpenkorps is hot on your trail. Alpenkorps.
Nazi killer.
No, that's not. I did not do that one this time. I think we've done that one before.
Oh.
You did not get any of the words right. Also, too many words.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm going to go with spy.
Oh, we got one more chance. That's close.
Is it really? You're undercover. You're undercover against the Nazis. I have a feeling that first run at that line was undercover amongst the Nazis, and they're like, change it.
You're 100% correct, yes.
Close to spy, you say?
Mm-hmm. Something a spy might do in a general sense, especially if they were among the enemy. We'd give them an opportunity.
Escape!
Nope, that was your last guess.
But they might,
though,
right? Huh?
Sabotage.
Oh, yeah, they would do a sabotage for sure against the Nazis.
Sometimes they do a sabotage. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just learn stuff, but sometimes they do a sabotage.
Yeah, if you have an option, if you have the chance to do a sabotage, do the sabotage.
Yeah, if you can, because how many opportunities are you going to get?
Not a ton.
Hey, guess what, Matt?
Yeah.
You're the leader of a jungle expedition. Okay. You've been sent to the impenetrable forest of Uganda to do a picture story on the rare mountain gorilla. On your second day there, you come across a whole family of gorillas, including a cute little baby. You crouch down to take pictures when suddenly you notice something at the edge of the clearing. A leopard is poised to attack the defenseless baby gorilla.
Mountain of gorillas.
You got two words right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's more words.
There's more words. Mountain of the gorillas.
No, because in that case, you would have had three of the words right in the previous guess.
Oh, right. Dang it. I got to pay more attention. I was never good at Mastermind.
I guess you never paid it. You didn't pay attention when you played Mastermind. Yeah, me and Dad were the Mastermind Masters. Last chance, man.
Big old gorilla mountain.
Big old gorilla mountain. You got it. That's what it is. Excellent. Congratulations. You nailed it.
What was it?
No, it's Search for the Mountain Gorillas. Yeah, I know. We've seen it a million times. We should know it by now, but we don't know it. That's the thing. Matt.
Yeah.
Robin Hood needs your help.
Okay.
You are spending the summer at camp. One night, you steal into the woods to find a lost arrow. Normal camp stuff. Suddenly, a cloud covers the moon, and you are magically transported to Sherwood Forest. You got people, when you're out there, you got to look out for clouds covering the moon. If the cloud is going to cover the moon, just get inside. You don't want to be transported to dinosaur times. You don't want to be transported to Robin Hood times.
No, no.
Just stay inside.
Your other option is keep an eye on the moon. If a cloud's approaching the moon, close your eyes. Just close your eyes. If you just make it dark, then that doesn't transport you anywhere.
Exactly. You're standing face to face in Sherwood Forest with a marksman dressed all in green. It's Robin Hood, and he needs your help. The Sheriff of Nottingham has captured Maid Marian. What you gonna do?
Outlaw of Sherwood Forest.
Okay, I need to give you the... Wow.
What?
Huh.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it to you.
Really?
It's Outlaws of Sherwood Forest.
That's pretty good.
Not for a second did I think you had gotten that right, because it sounded so insane coming out of your mouth. That's right, man. Outlaws of Sherwood Forest. Well done. See, something's sticking. We're learning something from this.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I think... Yes. Hey, Matt, I have a question for you, though, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Can you battle the sea and survive? You are sailing with the crew of the Allegro, searching the depths of the Pacific Ocean for the last living dinosaur, the Archosaur. Only one day out of port, and you hear radio reports that an undersea volcano has erupted. A tidal wave is heading toward you. Foaming blue-green water crashes on board. The skipper is thrown to the deck. You have to take the wheel. What's that book?
Ooh, hoo. It is.
You can do it, man. I believe in
you. What are you doing, looking for treasure again?
No, you're looking for the last living dinosaur.
Oh, you're looking for a dinosaur this time.
How do you forget that?
The volcano. You are the captain now.
That is such a good guess. Let me see if you got, you didn't get any words right.
I had a feeling that might be it.
Yeah.
Search for wet reptiles.
That's close, but no, you didn't get any words right. Last chance.
Ocean.
Nope.
deep sea friends.
It's survival at sea.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's tricky.
That's
because
a bad title for that one.
Yes, because it's got a volcano. It's got the last living dinosaur.
Yeah.
It's got things that are much more interesting than survival at sea. But
yeah, it should be like, it was a normal boat trip, and then you woke up and everybody's gone. How are you going to survival at sea?
I can only guess that the editor was eventually just like, Edward, you have to start giving these more boring names because nothing happens in these books. You should have called that castle book the castle people don't visit very often. Not the Forbidden Castle. Everyone was disappointed. All right, last one,
Matt.
Hospital
Castle, yeah.
Are you ready for the lightning round? Because it's the last one.
Yeah.
The lightning round. The fortune you found could be a dream come true. Or a nightmare. I had a whole delivery thing. You stepped right on my
head. I'm really sorry. I just got panicked.
The fortune you found could be a dream come true. Or a nightmare. You're
cursed.
Playing baseball.
Was there more to... You stopped talking.
You keep interrupting me.
I'm sorry.
How dare you overtalk on this podcast where we overtalk for an hour and a half. You're playing baseball in a vacant lot when you stumble upon a beat-up old briefcase full of $100 bills. It's more money than you've ever seen in your life, and it's all yours. But now you have to decide what to do with it. Will you visit your best friend who's away at summer camp, or go on a wild shopping spree down at the mall?
You are a millionaire.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Got it in one.
$100 bills, too, huh?
Well done, man. They didn't even say anything about millions of monies, and you still got it right.
Thanks.
How'd you get that one?
I'm really interested in that book.
Nice. Well, congratulations. Since you ended...
Oh, that was the lightning round.
Since you ended on a winning question, that means you got 100%.
That's what I like to hear. Thanks.
Good job, man.
That was exciting. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you know, I just like reading about those books. They seem good. Every Choose Your Own Adventure book sounds like more fun than whichever one we're reading currently. I don't know when I'm going to learn that lesson.
It has so much promise.
Do you want to hear what happened to me?
I'm dying to hear what happened
to you. Okay, so I kept following the bunny like you.
Of course.
But I did not want to go into the future, so I wanted to go back to my own time.
Smart.
So I turned to page 40. This is too weird, you say. I'd like to go back to my own time. Then stay close to me, says the bunny as he bounds through the woods. He does not make it easy, though, because, again, I'm struggling to keep up with him because he's a sadistic monster. But eventually the path under my feet turns into pavement, and I realize I'm running up my street, and then there's my house. And I'm about to reach the door when the bunny, like, stands still and then is listening to something. And then you hear it, too, snarling, yowling, and yipping of a pack of wild dogs. Run, you cry. Then the bunny says... But I wanted to take you all the way home. He wails.
Yeah, he wails.
I am home, you say. Not quite, replies the bunny as he races away. You'll see.
It's the scariest page of text I've ever read in my entire life.
It's absolutely terrifying, Frank, because he says, not quite, you'll see, but he runs away, because he has to run from the pack of wild dogs. See what, you wonder, as you try to open the front door. It's still locked from the night before, so you decide to climb through your bedroom window. Can you describe the illustration for our listeners?
Yeah. So in the background, there's your house. Quite small, jiggling the doorknob frantically is the boy trying to get in, and a rabbit with this little tiny paw up on the door next to him. And in the foreground are five dogs, and they're running full tilt at this kid who cannot get into a house.
There's
one of their faces you can see, and drool is just pouring out of its fanged mouth.
Fanged mouth.
It is really startling.
It's a terrifying image. This would ruin my childhood if she read this.
Yes.
But kids are softer nowadays, you know what I mean? All right, page 53. As you push aside the curtain, you gasp. On your wall, where your Dwight Gooden poster should be, who is Dwight Gooden?
Baseball player.
Oh, okay. Is a picture of Bert and Ernie. In the corner where your bed should be is a crib. And in the crib is some baby. It says, hey, baby, but some baby sounds better.
Oh, boy.
You recognize the baby because guess what? It's you, Matt.
You recognize yourself as a baby? Okay.
You recognize yourself as a baby because it has the same face as you.
I see.
Who wouldn't recognize themselves as a baby? You're wondering what to do when you hear laughing. It's the bunny hopping toward you through the grass, laughing. Because this is a wide awake nightmare. But he's actually laughing about something else. He says, "What a pack of dummies. I shook him off my trail. Now I can get you all the way back to your time. Thank goodness." He hops into my arms. Suddenly you're in bed on Easter morning. Where did the baby go, you wonder? Then you smile
idiot.
As you Then you smile as you think back, remembering your very first Easter. But from a third person perspective.
Remembering for the first time, your very first Easter, maybe.
So this one, that did not give me the full on, you woke up in bed, it was all a dream, but I mean, it basically is. I feel like that's the subtext.
I am shaken.
It's a little terrifying, right?
Turning that page and seeing that picture was literally startling. And the actual writing on that page opposite it is wrong to do to children.
Very foreboding, very creepy, and I feel like there's a lot of things from my childhood that I remember really freaking me out because they were just kind of off and wrong and weird, and this would have been top of the heap, man.
Oh, yeah.
Plus that final page of just getting, finally, like, not being able to get in your house and then getting in and seeing that you're there as a baby?
Yeah.
That's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, that's not cute. That's not fun.
Nope, not cute. Not fun. That's the Great Easter Bunny Adventure. I wish it had a title that would, you know, that would like let you know that it's not going to be cute or fun. I guess, you know, honestly, the cover does that. It's just two illustrations of a child in absolute terror.
That's true.
And a T-Rex. So I guess maybe I should have taken that clue.
It should be called "The Easter Bunny is a Trickster God."
The God Bunny wants to see you tormented for all of time. That would be a good title for this book.
Where will the God Bunny's whim take you next?
We're all playthings of the cruel God Bunny, the book. These would all be better titles for this Choose Your Own Adventure experience.
Oh, man.
And again, this is a Choose Your Own Adventure, like, little kids edition. This is one of those really thin ones that's probably only got about 12 endings or something. These are made for, like, kids. These are the ones that are aimed to be like, let's give these to the schools.
Yeah. Right.
The little kids. Nightmare. But still fun. And now, one more year down, Matt. Two more endings down. Only a few more years of reading The Great Easter Bunny Adventure, and then we'll be free from its curse.
That's really good.
It's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, I'm happy to be that much closer to finishing it, and that much closer to forgetting all about it tomorrow and not remembering about it for a whole year.
How are you going to celebrate when we finally finish it?
Well, I'm going to bury it. I'm going to bury it face down.
Yeah,
I'm going to bury it with a silver coin on top of it face up.
Oh, yep.
I'm going to put in three
silver,
crow
right?
feathers. I'm going to put in one of my fingers.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, you could do a couple, but it's probably overkill.
Yeah, I think one is enough. And then I'm going to, you know, under the light of the full moon, new moon, I'm going to kneel on the plot until morning. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm still able, I will hobble home.
It's the perfect way to celebrate. I think for me, I'm just going to sit in a quiet room and enjoy listening to my own thoughts untainted by the voice of the God Bunny.
I think that does sound nice.
That'd be nice, right?
Yeah.
Until then. But that's it. That's the podcast. There's no rock and roll mystery this week, Matt. We got to take a break there. We had to spend some time with the God Bunny or he would get wrathful.
That's right.
So
these are
now
the minutes we owe the God Bunny.
This is the amount of minutes. Has it been 50? Yes.
Nice.
But we should take a moment to say thank you to not the God Bunny. We should say thank you to our wonderful users. Well, don't you think we should do that, Matt?
Yeah, I think we should do that, Chris.
Okay.
Please, our compliments, you see, and call.
Stop the presses. The music presses, where the music comes out.
What?
We have to decide who got a better ending.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about the deciding of that.
One will win and one will lose. Who will do the better choose? Yes, there can be only one. Who has lost and who has won? Who will have the winning lead? Are you Team Chris or our Matt's team? Who will the big winner be? Listen now and you will see.
I think it's got to be you. You literally have a picture of you and the Easter Bunny frolicking in a field of joy and flowers.
I don't think that's that good a thing, to be frank. And I got to think, if I had chosen just to lay down in the snow and die, I don't think we could have released this podcast episode. I struggled for a moment to remember my ending just now.
Yeah, well, so did I.
I know for a fact that I will never struggle to remember the ending that you got.
That's not a good thing at all. You got a happy ending. I got a terrifying nightmare. Okay, look at the picture.
I just think yours is better because it is so brutally insane. Where mine is, I just went into the future two times in a way that no kid would like.
That's exactly what I did too. I did not go anywhere interesting. I just got chased by wild dogs in my own neighborhood.
These are the wild dogs who chase you every day. This is not even that scary for that kid. I don't know, man. I'm very affected by that ending that you got.
That's
not a good thing, Matt.
These books are messing up your perspective on media.
It's not about good. It's about better.
Yours was better. It was a happy ending.
I don't know.
All right, it's going to be another tie then. It was a tie last year.
No, I don't want to do a tie. Was it a tie last year?
It was a tie last year.
Then, yeah, we're tied up on this book.
We're still tied up. 2 years running.
Yep.
You're running tied up just like the God Buddy wants. Just wants to pit us against each other and drink the anxiety.
Every time we try to count the endings in this book, we black out and wake up with a bloody nose. And we're like, well, how many? I guess we'll get to the end eventually. 40 years from now, we're still doing it.
Are there new pages in this? There's just like new pages showing up that are just like feel like dried skin and are just kind of like sewn into the book.
The book is so heavy we can no longer pick it up to read it.
Well, we also can't put it down. All right, now we can say thank you to our users. They've waited long enough, Matt.
They sure have. This has been a rough one.
Please are compliments, you see, and concretes are constructive criticism. I have one. Without the other, why that'd be no fun.
No fun.
Sure, it's fun to get a compliment and not be criticized even a little bit. But would we be better people if we got some constructive criticism with our compliments? It's complies and concretes.
Sometimes, not every time, but sometimes that song is 7 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I come to at the end of it.
Yeah, like I definitely drift away. It's like when you drive to work. Yeah. And you realize you don't remember any of the drive, but you feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute, that was an hour, but
I don't remember this at all.
I must have been paying attention, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, this is Compliments and Concretes. This is where we give compliments and a piece of constructive criticism to people who like follow us on Twitter and like hang out with us or interact with us on Twitter. So if you follow us on Twitter and like our tweets or say something to us on Twitter, then hey, you might get a compliment and concrete too.
You might get a giant check at your door.
That's not true.
Oh, that's not true.
It's definitely,
I mean, you
not
might.
True.
It won't have anything to do with us.
Yeah. Yeah, like I wouldn't count on it. Like, don't get your hopes up. But like, I get, yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, and the size Again, of the check does not have anything to do with the size of the money on the check. Keep that in mind. If you ever get a giant check, don't get automatically excited. It might be like for $15.
Yeah, just a big check.
Just a life tip.
Okay, so I'm going to use a random number generator to find out who gets compliment concrete today. Oh, right. And today's recipient is at Jeremy Dean, FL.
What?
Hooray, Jeremy. Thank you for being cool on Twitter and being cool with us on Twitter. So now it's time to find the right Google Doc. All right, and my twice-headed guy. And roll his dude and see what your comply is. You did these two already, so I have to roll it again. Okay. You have a way with zoo animals. They would follow you.
Oh, wow. Those are the wildest of the animals, too, the zoo ones.
Most of them.
Yeah, that's not like a pet dog or a trained parakeet. That's a wild beast.
Yeah.
You must have some charisma.
Yeah, and this is no Tiger King nonsense.
No, we're no messing with that. This is the real deal. A real zoo. We're talking about a real zoo.
Yeah. So congratulations on that. That's great. And now for a little bit of constructive criticism. No big deal. Just a little something informative. We did those already, so I have to roll them. It's only 20 of each. Okay, so no big deal, but you always have one real long hair on you somewhere, and it is always moving around.
Yeah, what is with that?
Yeah, it's not necessarily attached to you.
It's just a hair.
Yeah.
I don't think it's one of your hairs. It's a very long one.
Yeah.
Like, very long.
Like, it's, yeah, it's definitely too long. Even if your hair is long, it's too long, and it's moving. It's not that big a deal.
Not a big deal. Just have one of your friends come at you with a lint brush. Not right now. Do it yourself right now.
Yeah, people will be like, oh, wow, they went for it.
Good for them.
So thank you for listening at Jeremy Dean FL, and thank you for listening to everybody also.
Yeah, thank you all for listening. It's nice to have something to focus on right now, and we hope it's a little bit of a distraction for you right now. That would be cool. But you guys are awesome and so supportive and great, and this is one of the highlights of my week for sure. So, and thank you too, man.
Hey, yeah, thanks to you, man.
You keep showing up.
I'm technically here.
And we will also technically be here next week. So we'll be back to Rock and Roll Mystery, maybe only two more weeks if we play our cards right and read the book well.
That's right.
We'll see, but we'll have to find out this week and not next week and not this week, because that's the future.
Yeah. And get excited, because we'll tell you next week what books we're going to be maybe reading, and you get to pick.
Yeah. And book voting is going to start next week, so get ready for that. Get your voting fingers ready.
It's just what's in our house, but I got to say, we got some good options here, so I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, one of the options might be cans of chili, because there's a lot of those in my house.
Yeah, provided we do not eat these cans of chili between now and then.
Well, that's a lot of days. I might eat a lot of chili. All right, we'll be in your ears next week. Until then, take care to keep your business drier than yourself.